We'll see in Dollar Bill.
Dollar Bill Jefferson.
Yes, yes.
I love that.
And Paul's away in New York.
Yes, he is. And we should be in D.C. They got Take Back the World or Country, some sort of commie pinko yellowhead bastard convention going on in D.C. right now.
And then the Tonys last night had their day.
That's right.
And they went back in history.
Did you see that the Emperor got Best Supporting Actor?
I saw that.
Yes, the evil emperor.
I saw that.
Senator Palpatine from the last three Star Wars movies.
And then, of course, you had the week in which a cartoon became number one on the movie chart.
Did you see Cars?
$62 million for Cars. No, I went to see Breakup.
Oh, yeah? How was it?
The life story.
Yeah. Okay, we'll be right. We got a great show today. Willie is on a roll, apparently. And we'll be speaking about popular culture, politics, and everything in between, including your ability to make October plans, because the Giants ain't going nowhere. All that coming at you. Keeping it real with Will and Willie.
All right, guys, thanks a lot. Our quick news team special, San Francisco in 60, coming up, and then keeping it real with Will and Willie. We're broadcasting in HD digital. This is San Francisco and the Bay Area's exclusive progressive talk station. We're KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco, San Jose. It's 7 o'clock on 960, The Quake.
It real with Will and Willie.
Hey guys, do you want to laugh and be entertained on your way to work?
Or you want to know who's doing what to whom? At City Hall, or in Washington, or in Sacramento?
Well, then you want us.
Will Durst. And I'm Willie Brown. Keeping it real with Will and Willie.
Weekday mornings from 7 to 10, live from the Hotel Vitale on 960 The Quake.
Keeping it real with Will Durst and Willie Brown on 960 The Quake.
CNN Radio, I'm Bill Caiaccio.
All the injuries found were consistent with the type seen in blast victims.
U.S. Army physician Colonel Steve Jones discussing the autopsy done on Abu Musab al-Zarqawi. Jones says Zarqawi survived for about 50 minutes after the bombing of his safe house north of Baghdad.
This wound was not immediately fatal. Death occurred as lung function deteriorated and the lungs became progressively unable to absorb oxygen into the bloodstream.
He says there's no evidence Zarqawi was beaten or shot. A Camp David meeting to discuss the future of Iraq. President Bush will hear from top military advisors over the next 2 days. An increase in violent crime in America. Our Dick Uliano reports live from Washington. It's the first big jump in 13 years.
Bill, the murder rate rose and overall violent crime increased 2.5% in 2005. Crime figures have begun to level off nationwide in the past few years due to an aging population and stiffer sentencing. But some criminologists say those factors are changing. The biggest increase in overall violent crime regionally occurred in the Midwest. Police in some cities say crime increases reflect unusually low numbers in 2004 rather than unusually high numbers in 2005. Reporting live, Dick Uliano, CNN Washington.
Florida is bracing for the first storm of the Atlantic hurricane season. Tropical storm Alberto now has top sustained winds of near 50 miles an hour. There are tropical storm warnings for most of Florida's west coast. Forecasters say Alberto is not expected to become a hurricane, but will bring lots of rain. And there's an upside. Pat Kuehn with Volusia County Fire Services.
We've been fighting several wildfires every month. It's been extremely dry, and this rain is nothing but good news for us.
Alberto is now less than 250 miles from Apalachicola. The most trusted name in news, this is CNN Radio. I'm Bill Caiaccio, Will and Willie, and more local news coming up on 960 The Quake.
This is a special report from the Quake News Team, San Francisco in 60 seconds, on 960 The Quake.
San Francisco is a city of neighborhoods with a special mix of people, restaurants, and stores. As a transplant some 2 decades ago, I decided the best way to discover the great city was to pick a neighborhood a month and explore it, be it ever so briefly. We'd start on a Saturday morning with breakfast at a randomly chosen restaurant and then wander stores and streets for the next few hours, ending with a late lunch at a second cafe. We hit the usual neighborhoods, North Beach, Diamond Heights, The Hate, Pacific Heights, you know them. But we found there are unique neighborhoods within the neighborhoods, and that's what this San Francisco in 60 is all about. Beginning in July, we'll be touring one neighborhood each month and sharing the experience with you, but I need your help. You know the spots that should not be missed in your neighborhood, not the spots that draw in the tourists. I want to hear about the stores and cafes that the neighborhoods rely on. Share your recommendations. What's your neighborhood? Tell me where you would grab a Saturday breakfast or lunch. What shops are your special secret? What is it about your neighborhood that makes you want to stay there? We'll follow your suggestions and share the experience with Quake listeners. Drop me an email at johnrivers@quakeradio.com.
Listen for our specials every day at 7 a.m. and 4 p.m. and online at quakeradio.com.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the Internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far, I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the Internet, including the Internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is in a free software package from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free software showing you how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-446-1642. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-446-1642. 1-800-446-1642.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by a Wente Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
On the air at 9:60 a.m. in your iPod, we go where you are. San Francisco's progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
Good morning, San Francisco, and welcome to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie.
I'm Will Durst.
And I'm Willie Brown, and this appears to be the middle of the winter, and I'm wearing a summer suit.
It's a wool suit.
I don't like this at all.
But look, there's some clearing, some brightening behind the big metal lady.
But it doesn't feel really warm. Well, when I walked out this morning to come to here, Hotel Vitale, and lo and behold, it was... A little nippy. I felt really strange walking around in a straw hat, and it might rain. People will think I'm a little goofy. They will think I've lost it completely.
Oh, well, I've heard of a couple people already saying that. Without having to see you in a straw hat on a 50-degree day. I think I've heard it about both of us.
Well, I wish to differ with them completely. Just completely.
I think today and tomorrow are both going to be like this, and then it's going to warm up. That's what I think I read.
Well, I'm in New York. I'm going to broadcast from New York on Wednesday morning.
What are you doing?
I'm going to leave here. I got to go talk to Simon and Schuster about my little book. They want their money back.
One of those old deadline extensions.
Yes, they want their little money back. So I'm going to leave here tomorrow after the show, fly all day, get there for the evening, do a quick dinner, do a meeting with them after the show on Wednesday from New York. And then get back on a plane and be back here for the show on Thursday.
Surgical strike.
Oh, 36 hours. New York to San Francisco to, San Francisco, New York, New York to San Francisco, all in that period of time. I'm also going to make an appearance back there for a foundation that does recruiting and training and funding for youngsters wanting to go into the investment banking world. It's called the Twigo Foundation.
Twigo?
Twigo. It's named after a guy who used to serve in the legislature as a staffer named Bob Twigo.
Uh-huh.
He came up with this idea of recruiting kids
from disadvantaged neighborhoods, particularly African Americans and Latinos, and trying to move them into the world of financial services. And
pretty much Lily White.
It has caught on, believe it or not, and the Lily White firms from across the nation fund it. I was scheduled to speak last year for
it. Just looks good to have diversity. Do they realize that? I mean, I know the whole token thing is bad, but it looks good.
No, it's more than look good, because all of a sudden, well, on all these public pension fund boards of directors are people of color.
Yeah.
You get elected to those board of directors. You know, let's say you go throughout the South, you know that the public employees in the South are mainly African Americans. That is now where they go to really.
So it actually makes sense to them.
Business sense.
Business sense to them to have somebody of color on the board.
No question.
And they need the training first to get that.
No question. And so I'm going to speak briefly to that foundation and then rush back to the airport in Newark to get on a plane and get back here.
Oh, you're doing SFO Newark?
Yes. Yes. SAF. That's easier to get into downtown Manhattan, and it's also, you know,
still $50
short of the price involving JetBlue. It ain't too bad.
Are you doing JetBlue?
No, I'm not doing JetBlue. They go into. Yeah. They go at the wrong time for openers.
I do United to Newark.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
Well, I'm doing Continental to Newark.
Nah.
I think it's Continental.
I'm a United guy.
Yes, pretty much. Yeah.
Because
that's what
if
I'm
you
doing.
Belong to the frequent flyer thing, you get enough points and you can go through the special security line, so you can save a half a minute there and a half a minute here. And, you know, they've been good to me, United. I know once in a while they'll screw you up, but, you know, I've been a loyal guy since 84. I got over 1 million miles.
So you're one of those premier guys? Is that what they call you people?
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Because I stick with them.
They give you preference, don't they?
Yeah.
Don't they upgrade you? And
well, I use most of my miles, not for free flights, but to upgrade the business. You know. So that's I just accumulate all those miles that you get, and then I upgrade the business.
Oh, I see. Okay, well, I don't. You know,
I pay a coach fare and upgrade.
I have children who borrow my miles.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah?
They regularly. They travel on my miles. They will say, hey, Dad, can you lend me some miles? Now, you know they're never going to pay you back.
I mean,
you know they're never going to pay you back.
That's so 21st century.
Yes.
Dad, can I borrow some miles?
Fortunately, with the airlines, they allow you to transfer them now.
Oh, yeah.
I'm waiting for them to really allow you to transfer them. I'm going to put mine on eBay for auction.
I don't know.
They don't allow that yet.
Yeah, the airlines frown upon
them. I know that. I said they don't allow it yet.
Unsmiley face.
But they're going to find a whole lot of browns of people whose names. You can't do that anymore in the airlines, though, with all the security involved. You really have to do it honestly and accurately as to who you are and what you're about, and picture ID, all that kind of stuff. You even have to have picture ID in hotels. Last week when we were.
I know. What is that?
We were in Sacramento. They wanted a picture ID. So I gave him a newspaper.
I've actually done that when I've been appearing at the hotel. I would show them the poster with my photo on it. Hello. I've done that in Vegas. Speaking of, you were on Fox News yesterday.
Yes, I was on Fox News. It was their news show. I was actually on about 11:20, I think, 11:20 to 11:30. And the subject matter was the current meeting or summit or seminar or retreat of the Bushies up at Camp David to discuss the Iraqi war. And the Fox News, of course, is the mouthpiece for the Bush administration. And they were very interested in a Democrat's response. What do I think they should be discussing up there?
Liberal.
I said, I think that they should adhere to the admonition imposed by the court that people who are under suspicions can't be talking to each other and planning what they might say. So the Bushies, though, are meeting up there. And I said that I think the Bushies ought to be talking about how and when.
Not how. Not when to get out. I mean, how. We gotta have a plan to get him out. Not whether or not we're going to take him out.
Well, but they're not, though. They're really discussing and in fact saying that it is clear that they are on the right course. The fact that they got Azawi means that they are headed in the right direction. And that two more people like that, and they'll have this
There are no
war
more guys
wrapped
like that.
Up.
There will be. There will be guys to take his place.
Oh, sure. He was created as a result of this war. Nobody had heard of a Zawi before this Iraqi war.
Yeah.
3 years ago, when mission was accomplished, he was still in embryonic stages of becoming an efficient terrorist. But through the use of electronics, through the use of all the world communication systems, through the television cameras and the beheading of people, etc., he became a monster and almost instant frame time.
And the coalition focusing on him. I mean, they blamed him for everything that's happened in the last year. It was al-Zarqawi this and al-Zarqawi that, and we're getting close. And I'm wondering if they propped him up for certain reasons.
Well, query, you asked me the question, and I have not been able to answer it in the last 15, 20 minutes, and that is, how do you end up all in one piece when a
500-pound laser-guided bombs hit this place. John Scott, did you see that place? The place was rubble. It was pea-sized gravel, and yet his body's intact, he was breathing, and his face is hardly even hit at all.
My guess is, Will, he was encased in Humvee armor. That armor that doesn't work for us, for the roadside bombs.
Yeah,
it works against
shrouded
us.
Kevlar, yeah.
Yes, but it's obviously he's the guy that they killed. That's verified.
And you also heard about this eyewitness testimony.
You mean the eyewitness testimony that said that he was alive and well, and that he was actually beaten to death?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's phony. They wouldn't have.
Especially when the guy won't come forward.
No. Our reputation is shoot the wounded, not beat them. That's what we are being accused of.
I just find it a bit suspicious.
One of those. It is, but nevertheless, he's gone. And believe me, if you could do all of them that way, you could probably then exit Iraq fairly cleanly. But as of now, we're still stuck there. We're still losing people every day. It's still a challenge as to whether or not...
Does this change the momentum for Bush, though? Because this is kind of a victory, for Bush. Coming after San Diego, whatever you say, no matter how close the Democrats got... This was Duke Cunningham, a guy not as presumed to be guilty. He's in jail. He's in prison, serving a term. He copped to the plea, and they voted another Republican in after this guy goes to prison. That can't be good for the Democrats.
Well, I think the Republicans have reason to celebrate last week with Zarqawi and with the victory in San Diego. I think they also have reason to probably crow this week because the confrontation between House Leader Nancy Pelosi and Bill Jefferson will be coming down. The caucus, the
will
House
the black caucus,
caucus
back down?
I don't think so. There are a few members of the caucus only who are part of the deal to try to protect him and claim that this is racist.
Maxine
well,
they've
got
there?
They've got that problem. Yeah, they got that problem that is presented to them. Whether or not they will survive that, I frankly do not know. They also have one other problem that almost nobody is paying any attention to, and that is that John Murtha has now announced that he's going to run for majority leader in case the Democrats win. And he's going to win against Mr. Hoyer.
Uh-huh.
Hoyer is the guy who is now the whip, and Steny Hoyer is the whip, and he's thinking about, of course, moving up. Well, Democrats are doing what Republicans have been doing for years and years and years, and that is counting their chickens before they hatch.
Yeah,
why
it's
would
like
you eat-
Nancy Pelosi's plan. This is what we're going to do when we're in charge.
Yeah.
You might want to wait.
You might want to wait until you... are in charge before you start making...
And shut up. Hide your light under a bushel. Don't come out cocky.
And
if you don't win.
And there are all kinds of side fights going on all over the place. I saw over the weekend where in New York there's a seat that's been held for 2 decades, 20 years, by an African-American, a fellow had a first name, Major Owens, and that's his real name.
Oh, that's nice.
Major Owens. Well, he's retiring, and it appears as if...
Assembly seat or congressional seat?
Congressional seat. It appears as if there's going to be an effort made by white Democrats in New York to get that seat back. However, Hispanic and blacks are lining up together and bearing the hatchet between the two of them for the express purpose of trying to hold on to that seat. That gives you... I mean, real things to think about as you approach New York, as you approach the fall campaign, and as Democrats are going about trying
but
to win
the majority. But we've been talking about this all spring long, that there's 5 months to the election, which is way too long for putting the horse before the cart or the river. You can't count your chickens, as you said. The Democrats got to keep the momentum going rather than... And we'll talk about this. Also, in the 7 o'clock hour, we got Joe Somnes. He's the president of the Human Rights Council. I might want to talk to him about Guantanamo. Greg Palast is going to be with us. And Ed Schultz in the 9 o'clock hour. So it's a chock-a-block show here. Monday, June 12th.
And we got Joe Scott.
John Scott, right with us.
I was just enjoying the first... You guys are off and rolling already on 960 The Quake.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. Call 1-800-991-7748 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Call 1-800-991-7748 and get your life back. Again, that's 1-800-991-7748.
Have you been thinking about switching to a faster internet service but don't want to go through the hassle? Now's the time to switch. Now through June 30th, get Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. Comcast is 4 times faster than DSL. Compare the difference in speed for yourself with this amazing limited-time offer of just $19.99 a month. Comcast makes it so easy with professional installation, or you can do it yourself with an install kit. Call 1-800-COMCAST for this amazing offer that's going fast. Fast like Comcast high-speed internet.
This summer can be a difference maker for your child.
My daughter struggled with her schoolwork, but what frightened me most was that she lost her self-image and confidence. After only a few sessions with her LearningRx trainer, that confidence came back. After just 10 weeks, she'd also increased her grades in every class.
LearningRx is number one in learning and reading gains. We can help your student achieve twice the gains in half the time at half the cost. A cognitive skills trainer will work one-on-one with your child this summer to dramatically enhance his or her core ability to learn. Stronger learning skills through LearningRx's fun, unique brain training produce enhanced performance, increased confidence, and a whole new set of abilities to overcome persistent learning problems. A few hours invested in training this summer can literally change the way your child learns and reads, both next year and forever.
Services are available in Walnut Creek, Pleasanton, and Fremont. For more information, call 925-416-1400.
Did you know Prius drivers can go up to 500 miles on one tank of gas and laugh at high gas prices? And now's your chance to win your own Toyota Prius from the Auto West Automotive Group. Just go to the search bar on this site and type in the keyword hybrid to enter.
Let's eat light today. I wish there was a place to get a sensational salad.
Oh, hey, I know. Togo's has some great salads. You know, my friend Steve said he got the best salad he has ever eaten at Togo's.
Togo's is now serving our new sensational salads. Try our new Cobb salad, Mediterranean tuna, or my favorite, the Santa Fe chicken. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, and cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Try one today.
Well, what are we waiting for? I want a Togo's sensational salad.
Togo's it is.
Good morning, it's 7:21. Hope you had a great weekend, and thank you for joining Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. Good show coming up today with some great guests, including our next guest. The Human Rights Campaign does some real good work around the country, from protecting LGBT families and workplace discrimination and military and immigration. They're all over it, and we thought it'd be appropriate to say hello to the president of the Human Rights Council, Joe Somnes. Good morning, Joe. You're on with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Good morning. How are you?
Hello, Joseph. Willie Brown here.
How are you, sir?
Pretty good, pretty good, pretty
nice
good.
Nice to talk to you all.
Nice to talk to you, too, and nice to have you on during the month in which San Francisco celebrates gay pride. San Francisco celebrates human rights like no other month of the year.
And like no other city in America.
Oh, that's music to the ears of Mayor Newsom and all of the elected official family of the city. You know, I had the great, great honor of putting together, finally, all of the resources that built the house that we all are so proud of here on Market Street. Have you ever visited the center?
The community center, yes,
yes.
I have.
Good,
absolutely.
Good. It's a fabulous place.
It's a beautiful building.
And the fact that we've now killed the Central Freeway right next door and turned it into a boulevard.
Oh, you're so proud of that.
That has made it into a real...
I still hate that. I live in the sunset. I want the Central Freeway.
What's going on with the Human Rights Council?
Well, you know, last week, of course, we had a big victory here in Washington when we defeated the Federal Marriage Amendment, which was the disgraceful move by Senator Frist and backed by the president to try to write discrimination into the Constitution.
Mr. Solmanese, can you explain what the hell were they thinking? I mean, there's nothing else going on. We got a war. We got people in unemployment. We got immigrants. Why did they do this?
Well, because all those things are going on, and the American people are furious about it, and as is so often the case, when you've lost support with everybody else, the only thing that you've got left to do if you want to salvage yourself is go back to your base and do whatever it's going to take to stir them up and try to mobilize them. And so, you know, that's what they did. They threw out, let's throw out gay marriage because, you know, we couldn't be less popular with the American people. The president's dropped 20 points among Republicans and among, you know, self-identified conservatives. They're in a free-fall disaster here, and they had to do something to throw some red meat to their base to keep them engaged in these upcoming elections.
Why do they keep using religion as a cudgel on gays? How do we let them get away with that?
I think they understand, you know, it's interesting. The individual issues, you know, gays in the military, workplace non-discrimination, the American people are moving in overwhelming numbers towards support of those issues. This question of marriage is one that I think they understand goes after gays and lesbians, but also gets into the area of religion. You know, their message is not just an attack on gays and lesbians, it's, but they want to come into your church and they want to get married into your church. And they understand that that two-pronged approach really works. And that is the thing. For a lot of people, it is the whole issue of religion. You know, people don't understand, as hard as it is to imagine, that, you know, there is the religious sacrament of marriage and there's the civil institution of marriage. And we're talking about the civil institution of marriage only.
Well, in many states, I think there are some 22 states have some form of a ban on same-sex marriage, either pending or already enacted. And there appears to be more states about to address the issue, all under the umbrella of that measure that Bill Clinton signed into law back in the 90s that says the states should make this decision. Why do you think that the REAPs now think it's necessary to take that, reverse that, and have it back to be a federal ban?
Well, remember, this none of this effort here in Washington was grounded in any kind of legal reality or legal philosophy. And there are all sorts of conversations here about activist judges and states' rights and, you know, and whether or not it would hurt civil unions. None of that mattered to them. The only thing mattered was that they could look at the leaders of the radical right, all those guys that they, you know, brought into the White House last Monday, the James Dobson and the, you know, the Focus on the Family and all these groups, and say, look, we're doing what you put us here to do. We have no sense that we're going to win this thing. You know, we have no sense that it's what we ought to be doing, but we're going to do what you told us to do. Now go back and tell your people we did what you put us here to do.
It's just a flag they wave every election year, right?
Yeah. Yeah. George Bush hasn't talked about this since October of 2004.
No. Did it surprise you, or were there any surprises among the 49-48 vote?
Well, the biggest surprise was that they had predicted from the beginning that they had momentum. They got 48 votes the last time. They said they were going to have 52 this time. They only got 49. They didn't get the number they thought they were going to get. They didn't even get a majority. They fell short, and two Republicans, Arlen Specter from Pennsylvania and Judd Gregg from New Hampshire, abandoned them and voted against the amendment this time.
And does this speak well for the Democratic candidacy of Casey in Pennsylvania against Santorum?
It speaks well for Casey against Santorum, and it speaks well for Sherrod Brown, who's running for the Senate in Ohio against Mike DeWine, who is also who also voted in favor of this. And I think in both states, it couldn't be a clearer case of these guys, Rick Santorum and Mike DeWine, being completely out of step with what it is that their constituents want them to be talking about.
Now, what is the role of the Human Rights Campaign in electioneering politics? What do you guys work with the Democrats, or you work independently?
We're a bipartisan organization, and we work with both sides of the aisle. What we're out there doing between now and November is trying to add more fair-minded people to this Congress, you know, the House and the Senate. And I think Sherrod Brown and Bob Casey are great examples of people that we're out there working for, so that, you know, this number, this, you know, this 48-49 number after this next election, if they were to put this forward again, they'd get an even lower number.
Do you have any examples of any Republicans you work with?
Sure. We're working very diligently for a very important incumbent member of the House right now named Chris Shays from Connecticut. We're working very diligently right now to reelect Lincoln Chafee, a senator from Rhode Island.
Mm-hmm.
Chafee has actually got a Republican primary with someone from the right, and then we'll go on to have a general. We've endorsed for reelection Mary Bono in Southern California.
Oh, really?
We're working. These are people who are you talk about something like the hate crimes bill that passed in the House last fall. It passed because 30 Republicans came out in support of it. Chris Shays, Mary Bono, they were not out there, not just voting for this bill, but whipping their fellow members and bringing in a bigger vote count for us.
Query, are there any members, either Democrats or Republicans, who have supported those things that the campaign advocates, who are arguably in trouble this time?
Well, you know, Maria Cantwell up in Washington State could have a tough reelection campaign. She's been a real hero to our community. She's an incumbent and ending her first term in the Senate. Bill Nelson probably doesn't have a race anymore. Catherine Harris is.
Well,
any worse.
Hey, she still knows the person who counts the votes in Florida.
Well,
we may see a surprise.
Point. That I guess we can't really We can't take our eyes off that till about 3 days after the election.
I would say 10.
But you don't find it where when people have cast the votes that have been pleasing to the Human Rights Campaign, you don't find too many occasions where people become the targets in their district of the right that can successfully oust them, do you?
No, and I think the more comfortable they are and the more assured they are about the vote, the easier it is for them to move on to something else. There are a couple of people this cycle who are already being attacked. I think one of the most disgraceful ads is running in North Carolina, where the incumbent is being attacked for his support for his vote against the constitutional amendment and his position on immigration, and they've run this terrible ad. It sort of morphs us all together.
It's almost a cliche.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, the ad says, if blank blank had his way, America would be full of gays and immigrants.
Right.
Something like
right.
that. Yeah.
And there's mariachi music playing in the background.
That's right. It'd be a fiesta. Yeah,
it's the most disgraceful example of where they're just trying to take this election and throw it right into the gutter.
We're speaking with Joe Solmanese, right?
Yep.
President of the Human Rights Campaign. You going to stick around with us?
Sure.
All right. We'll be right back with Keeping It Real here on 960 The Quake. He's Willie. I'm Will. That's John. Tony's here. Got a couple other people. It's fun.
On 960 The Quake. Let's begin with some traffic. Crown 4 Traffic Center, Crown 4, home of the 9 o'clock news. Upper deck of the Bay Bridge, a little slow. Just after the Treasure Island is a stall, the third lane from the left. Bridge crews on their way up to get after it. And after you get past that, moving actually pretty well into the city.
Milpitas, a little bit slower than normal this morning. Earlier stall is now gone. 237 westbound from 880 up to North First. Metering lights on at the Baybridge Toll Plaza and back up to the end of the parking lot. And there's some junk in the road. 101 southbound at Fulton Road. It's in the right lane. BART is on time. We're brought to you this time by 511. Traffic slowing you down? Get driving times every time. Call 511 and get free real-time driving times. Just say driving times at the main menu. 511. At least you know you'll be in your cubicle in 42 minutes. 7:32. Good morning. I'm John Scott. Here's what's happening at 960. The Quake, a runoff in the Oakland mayor's race. Maybe a little more certain? It's hard to tell. Nothing is certain at this point as the vote count continues. The last county in the state to get them counted up. Ron Dellum's campaign watched their razor-thin majority slip away over the weekend. Dellum's now at 49.65% of the vote compared to Ignacio de la Fuente's 33.37%. Now, there are some still 10,000 provisional ballots yet to be counted. They did get all the absentees tallied up over the weekend. At 10:30, Alameda County Registrar Voters officials will discuss the status of their count. Today is the first day of fire season in Northern California, and fortunately for us, there have only been some scattered little fires so far this year, and they've all been in Contra Costa County. Firefighters did get help from calmer winds and some more humidity. There's a several-hundred-acre blaze burning down a Big Bear Lake in Southern California. Bike lanes on Potrero Hill, not a certainty. There are many throughout the city, but in this neighborhood, it could be a problem. A proposal to not only add two-wheeler lanes, but to ask drivers to back into some parking spaces, drawing opposition from some merchants who say this plan could hurt their business, the Board of Supervisors will discuss tomorrow. Emeryville's Pixar has another big hit on their hands, the seventh straight hit movie, Cars, number one film in America, earned $62 million over the weekend. Quake weather today, a little unusual, rather cool inland. It'll be cloudy and windy today, with highs only in the 50s and 60s. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues. I'm John Scott on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-337-1442 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-337-1442. That's 1-800-337-1442.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch, a momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-522-6121. That's 1-800-522-6121. 1-800-522-6121.
Listen up, people. This is the King of Car Loans, Mike Frega. If you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you'll get something no one else can give you. That's an appointment with me, Mike Frega. Check it out.
Hi, I'm Miley, Mike's assistant. He helped me get into a fat Trans Am. Mike has amazing relationships with hundreds of credit unions and the toughest lenders out there. Call 1-800-FRESH-START.
Hi, I'm Renee. I tried the rest. Fresh Start is the best. Call 1-800-FRESH-START and Mike Frega will put his car loan money where his mouth is. Call 1-800-FRESH-START.
On approval of credit, subject to prior sale. Whatever.
Hello?
Opportunity calling.
I thought you knocked.
That's a cliche.
What do you have?
Expand your media player and find out.
Find out what?
Sony card, wish it, win it.
So first I wish?
And then you could win.
Win what?
$10,000 worth of Sony Entertainment.
That's huge.
That's Sony Card Wish at Win It.
What do I do now?
Go to SonyCardWin.com to create your personal wish list.
I wish for Sony electronics, CDs, DVDs, and games.
But you gotta expand your media player.
I will.
There's a Sony Card winner each month.
So there's a chance?
That you'll be the one.
To wish and then win?
That's why it's called Wish It, Win It from Sony Card. The card that earns points towards Sony rewards with every use. Expand your media player yet?
I'm on it.
You got it.
Good call.
No purchase necessary. Offer ends 12/30/106. Void where prohibited. Open only to U.S. residents 18 or older as of date of entry. Odds of winning depend on number of entries. For official rules and alternative method of entry, go to SonyCardWin.com. Sponsored by Sony Electronics, Inc. And remember, life's more entertaining with Sony Card.
Your progressive pop deserves some props.
Go to the contest page of QuakeRadio.com and tell us about your dad in 96 words.
Dad can win a Father's Day gift pack, Rainbird's irrigation innovation, the Gardener's Drip Kit, a killer remote control for couch surfing, and progressive bestsellers like authors like Al Franken and more.
Our grand prize winner also gets off the hook of the ultimate dad job.
We'll clean the garage.
A free junk removal job from the Bay Area's premier junk removal company.
1-800-GOT-JUNK. Props for pops from 960 The Quake.
960, The Quake, the Bay Area's progressive talk station. We couldn't do it without you. Thanks. From 960, The Quake.
Seven, this is Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. Big Ed Schultz joins us later on this morning, also author Greg Ballast. He has a book called Armed Madhouse, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy. And we'll just chop it up here at the Hotel Vitale at the Embarcadero Mission this morning. Joe Salmanese. I keep wanting to use your full Italian name, Joe. I apologize. It's Salmanese. He's the president of the Human Rights Council, and we continue Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Joseph, you still there?
I'm still here.
During the break, my colleague asked the question, do you have any comments about what's going on down at Guantanamo Bay and the fact that three people hang themselves? Does the Human Rights Campaign address any of those kind of issues?
Our mission is really advocating on the rights of gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender Americans. I mean that is the focus of our mission. But we are also domestically focused.
Right. So you're not paying any attention to Poland?
Well, I was about to say that not that we're not paying attention to these issues, but we certainly there is an organization, the international. There is an organization that focuses specifically on what's happening around the world to gay and lesbian citizens around the world, an international organization in Washington, and we certainly speak out and we certainly lobby Congress on issues of international importance. Members of the Foreign Relations Committee and others when issues like this come up.
Are you keeping track of the states that are putting anti-gay marriage amendments, trying to get them through the state legislatures? I mean, how many are there that have already done it, and how many are in the process right now?
Well, there were likely to be about 16 this election cycle. We've been successful in keeping them off the ballot in about 7 states.
Oh, really?
Working with state organizations and, places like Arizona and Florida and, of course, Equality California, the statewide group in California, has done an extraordinary job making advances out in California and, is not going to face a ballot measure there because the other side was unable to get one on the ballot. So you've got about 7 states where we thought they would be, but they're not going to be, and then in about another 9 states where we think we will have them. And there are going to be some tough states like South Dakota, but there's also, Wisconsin is a place that we're keeping a very close eye on, and we think we may be able to be successful there.
In keeping it off or in defeating it?
In defeating it.
So, well, Terse, aren't you, is not your turf?
Yeah, which is odd because Wisconsin is a very progressive state. It's kind of a dichotomous. You have a lot of rural farmers in upstate, and then, of course, Madison, Wisconsin, Milwaukee, and Green Bay, Racine, and Kenosha, southeastern Wisconsin.
In the process of addressing these issues in those states, who are some of the different organizations that you obviously need to form coalitions with?
Well, I mean, you know, we really look to the states and look to see, you know, who's taking the leads in the states. Now, again, you know, there's nobody better than Equality California in terms of a state organization. And so the nice thing for us when it comes to California is that we try to follow the lead of, you know, what they're up to in terms of their state legislative priorities and other things. You know, other states around the country don't have state-level organizations that are quite so far along in terms of being formed. So we try to, you know, if there's a strong state group, we work with them. If there's not, we come in and try to do what we can. But I think the important thing for the gay rights movement is that as we go into these states, we pay just as much attention to what's going on with organized labor and the environmental groups and the women's organizations and seniors and others.
How about the immigrant right organizations? Are you paying any attention to those?
Absolutely. Immigrant right organizations. You know, I mean, the big group that was so helpful to us in California, California NAACP. So we've really got to look well beyond our own community's work to other organizations, not just to support one another, but to make sure that we know what's going on with each other in terms of our priorities and what we're doing.
You know what I've always wondered is, what does the future hold? Are the kids less prejudiced? The kids that are growing up, they don't seem to think that being gay is like this big deal that the older people. And I'm wondering as America gets further into the 21st century, do you think that the younger pool of free thinkers you think it's going to displace the older? I don't mean bigots, it's just calcified attitudes.
If you ask people under the age of 40 their views on gay marriage, they're strongly in support of it. If you ask the question of people under the age of 29, they don't even understand the question. They don't even understand why you're asking them.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a non-issue. And, you know, and the other side knows that. And there's this idea that as people get older, you know, maybe their views are going to change. But on this issue, where so many people are now feeling more empowered to be out and open at a younger age, you know, young people look around them and they, you know, and it's just absolutely part of the fabric of America.
Well, we see it in every poll that every time you bring up gay marriage, every year it gets closer and closer to being an overwhelming majority.
Right. We've moved 13 points in support of gay marriage in this country since 2004. Since the 2004 elections, marriage equality has enjoyed a 13-point increase.
Holy moly.
And, of course, our own Mayor Gavin Newsom back in February of 2004 made international headlines by performing marriages at City Hall and by approving them. And those court matters are still in place currently. And the fights are still going on. And right here on 960 The Quake, Joe, we'll be talking about it. And I think maybe when the court does make its decision, we're going to depend upon you to call in. Because we need to have that conversation, literally. As a matter of fact, I'm recommending to you that there be an organized campaign around the country for telephone calls by people who believe in the human rights campaign on these crazy talk shows to carry the message.
And they don't get much crazier than this. We're speaking with President of the Human Rights Campaign, Joe Salmanese. Salmanese?
Salmanese.
Where are you based, Joe?
I'm in Washington, D.C.
Uh-huh. There's a big convention going on right there. We want to thank you for being on our playing our little reindeer games on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie, and we hope we can use you as a regular contributor, if that
anytime.
Be
all right.
All right, well, keep in mind, Joe, that I'm going to count on you that the minute the decision comes down from California in the California courts, we ought to dialogue about it, and that dialogue ought to be on a first-name basis with you.
We'll call you back, all right, Joe?
Joe, if people want to know more, where do they go?
They go to www.hrc.org.
Thanks, buddy.
And the Quake will be celebrating Pride Week in San Francisco. Not this weekend, but next weekend. We'll be all over it. You can find out more at our webpage at quakeradio.com. Burst of Durst coming up. It's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. 960 The Quake.
Is your child having trouble focusing? staying on track or paying attention? Can he play hours of video games but not complete a page of homework? At the Attention and Achievement Center, conditions including ADD, ADHD, dyslexia, auditory processing, learning and mood disorders are treated, and all without medication. Summer is the perfect time to get your child the right kind of help and better prepared for life. The center's approach is completely safe, fun, and effective with documented, proven results. With a great team of highly qualified experts, including neurologists, psychologists, speech and language pathologists, among others, they have been helping people for over 14 years with effective, proven results. Services are available in Walnut Creek, Pleasanton, and Fremont. For more information, call 925-280-9100 or visit their website at drugfreeadd.com. That's 925-280-9100 or drugfreeadd.com. And don't let another summer go to waste.
Predictability leads to normalcy. Normalcy is too predictable.
Step outside the norm at El Palazzo. Tacos, burritos, salads, and catering for any event with a healthy helping of attitude. Amigo. El Palazzo, where the drinks are rocking and the nightlife is...
And call me Sally.
Hot. Submitted for your approval. 7 nights a week. Anything goes.
Or cater it.
Thank you. You've been a great audience.
El Palazzo. Come on down to El Palazzo off of 580 in Hopyard or online at elpalazzo.net.
Hurry in to Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beautyrest, Tempur-Pedic pressure-relieving Swedish mattresses, and the Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters. Quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep for less. Mattress Discounters.
Baskin-Robbins. It's choosing time.
It's mid-afternoon at the office, and a cappuccino blast would make a mighty good pick-me-up. But how will you decide which new flavor to get? Here's a tip.
Sometimes yelling at people on the street helps you decide.
Hey! Which cappuccino blast should I get?
Shut up, you nut!
See? Nutty s'mores.
The Sipalicious Cappuccino Blast in 3 new flavors.
Thanks!
Okie dokie!
Baskin-Robbins. Happy choosing. Price and participation may vary.
Baskin-Robbins. It's choosing time.
Baskin-Robbins' new signature sundaes. With their premium toppings, choosing can be deliciously difficult. So here's a tip.
Skipping rocks helps me think.
Ow! Why'd you chunk that rock at me?
Chunk? Like the chunks of fudge brownie in a chocolate bliss sundae.
You broke my glasses here.
And world-class chocolate with hot fudge and whipped cream.
The new signature sundaes. Baskin-Robbins. Happy choosing. Price and participation may vary.
It's the ultimate summer escape. Live like the rich and famous. You and 9 of your friends in the beautiful foothills of Northern California on board a luxury houseboat. This deluxe forever houseboat features a 500-square-foot deck and a water slide.
Who is this guy?
I'm just a cheesy impersonation.
Winners also get a $200 grocery gift card and money for gas.
It's the perfect escape.
Click on the banner on your screen now or log on to winasummergetaway.com.
Live like the rich and famous.
Courtesy of Forever Houseboats.
Odes, weekdays from 4 to 8. Now back to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
It's a burst of Durst. A daily commentary from Will Durst. 749 on 960 The Quake. This morning's burst of Durst brought to you by Scandinavian Designs at Scandinavian.com. Will, it's your turn.
Why, thank you, buddy. Well, let me get this straight here. Abu Musab al-Zarqawi was taken out with 2 500-pound laser-guided bombs. And yet, his body, totally intact. His face, recognizable. This guy either has incredible genes or he was wearing a heck of a lot of makeup. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm glad we got him. One of the reasons I'm glad is because normal Iraqi citizens are glad. Now, I don't trust most of what comes out of our military, but the Iraqis celebrate makes me think that maybe we get a shot to change things for the better over there. Not everybody is, you know, on the bus on this one, and that's the problem. Until the Sunnis and the Shias can picnic together, spreading red pepper hummus on a plate full of pita bread in a shady spot overlooking the confluence of the Tigris and the Euphrates, this quagmire we've dived into headfirst is going to stick to us like suspicion to William Jefferson's refrigerator. And I'm not sure the joint is ever going to be ready for democracy. I mean, a couple of weeks ago, the Iraqi national tennis coach was assassinated because he was wearing shorts. Hey!
tennis coach. It's a desert. Hello, shorts, common sense, a match. All I'm saying is maybe a shorts-free zone might not be the perfect petri dish for the exportation of democracy. When shorts are outlawed, only outlaws will wear shorts. It's like the Saudi Arabian elections last year. Yeah, right. And if you weren't approved by the prince, king, dictator guy, your new decorating motif were horizontal bars. Come on, you can't have a democracy in a country where women aren't allowed to drive. That's not a democracy. It's a country with much cheaper insurance rates, but it's not a democracy. And that's your burst of thirst for today. Oh, we'll get letters.
I knew.
You saw that coming, didn't you?
I knew you wouldn't play it straight all the way through. You've been so perfect. And then you get to the insurance hit. Oh, my God. I know my telephones will ring about 5 minutes. It's going to be my wife who's going to remind me that all the insurance problems we've had have been caused by me, not by her. And she's going to want to know, what in the name of heavens is wrong with that guy across from you? And I, of course, am going to do what I usually do.
There's a lot.
I do not wish to associate myself with the
arm's length. Honey, he just works with me.
I'm like the guy that nobody knows Aberoff. Nobody knows him. No, he's never been in my house.
Guy with a hat? Huh?
Yeah. Never the guy with a hat, never heard of him. Huh? I don't go out with guys that wear hats.
No, of course not.
But the burst of dirt is always good. And I love
Did
the
you hear about the Iraqi tennis coach?
Yes, I heard about that. The guy.
He was assassinated for wearing shorts.
You should have seen the guy's legs, Will. Oh. You'd rather. It wasn't an issue. It was as disgusting as it gets. I mean, the guy had my legs.
Huh?
Oh, yeah. He had bird legs. He had my legs. The legs looked like they were ripe for the flu. He looked really awful. So it is tragic, though, that there is such an incredible indifference and limitation on what people should wear and such emphasis. Although, in San Francisco, they just, at the mosque, here in San Francisco, I think over on Jones Street, are now permitting women to actually participate in the prayer service. Did you see that last week?
In the mosque.
Yeah, in the mosque.
Which is unheard of.
Unprecedented. You know what would happen to the people running that mosque over there? I mean, they'd join the guy in the tennis shorts. Speaking of tennis shorts, by the way, Roger Federer got his
on clay.
On clay.
Clay is such a bitch. That's why the guy who usually wins French doesn't do well anywhere else. He doesn't play Australian or U.S. or British. The guy who wins French is always... Clay is so weird.
Well, but clay is almost like concrete in terms of it's being able to rocket the ball.
But there are clay specialists, right?
And this guy is...
Federer?
Yeah. No. Rafael Nadal, the guy who won.
Oh, Nadal beat Federer.
Yes,
he did. I didn't know that. Who won the day?
Yeah, four sets he beat him. I mean, and he beat him badly. It wasn't like it was one of these flukes. He actually beat him. He really put it to him.
Yeah, but that's clay. See, I always dismiss everything that happens on clay.
And he's really good, though. Is he good?
What's next, Australia? Or did they already do that?
No, I think they already done. Australia starts the season with Australia.
So right around 4th of July is Wimbledon.
That's right. And then
US Open is always
in the fall.
Labor Day, yeah.
Yep, in the fall. So you've got the next, you got the next stop. And America hasn't won in 35 years.
At Wimbledon?
No.
Oh, at French?
On the clay, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And America has won. And only one American this time managed to get even to the quarterfinals. One of the Williams sisters. You remember when the Williams sisters were dominating
tennis? They controlled everything.
That's right.
People were sick of them because it was always one or the other.
Venus or Serena. It was
a tournament, and they'd always put them in different brackets, which meant the finals were always between the two sisters. And then suddenly, they've become no longer in vogue.
That's weird that in tennis, that your window of supremacy is 18 months to 2 years. I mean, we're so used to people beating that. You know, we're used to Bjorn Borg and Connors and McEnroe and Nastasi and Billie Jean and Monica. And now it's so quick.
And Martina.
And Martina, yeah.
Navratilova. They went on forever. I mean, just forever. They got to be old people. Not anymore.
No.
Not anymore. When you're 25... You're
through.
You might as well go to work for Muni.
Wasn't Arthur Ashe just getting good at 25?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's just warming up.
Yeah, but then he ran into the health problem.
Right.
And your year that Arthur Ashe won one of the majors. Don't remember which one, but he won it, and then shortly thereafter, they discovered he had cancer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and that was the end of Arthur Ashe. There has not been a black guy that's gotten anywhere in tennis. We got one now, though. We got a guy named James Blake, who is doing very well.
Oh, Blake did well in the in Wimbledon last year.
Yes, and he's going to do even better. He was okay on clay until...
grass is different, too, right?
Grass is where most people play tennis. It's where we play tennis in Mineola.
We played on gravel in New Berlin.
Well, the only problem is that it wasn't a tennis ball.
Wrapped in duct tape.
Yes, it was a ball that had to be constantly repaired. But, yes, grass is the favorite. And that's why the grass court, it's almost like playing...
kind of wussy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, can you be number one on grass and hard court and clay? Are there different designations for the...
No. You're number one. You're either number one or you're not number one. There's no...
But everybody understands, Everybody understands, oh, this guy's good in clay, but can't do anything.
And that's why everybody was pulling for Roger Federer, because he is number one in the world. He has won the last three or four major championships. He would have been maybe only the...
Is that what they were talking about, a Roger Slam?
That's right. Yeah, he would have been the third or fourth in history. Yeah, to win four in a row, nobody does that. You usually lose some of them. Speaking of four in a row, though...
Keeping it real with Will and Willie.
VJ Singh and golf won his first tournament in 21 tries since last July. That 43-year-old Fijian, who was number one for a minute, has been trying his damnedest to win.
More than a minute? It was most of 2004.
Yeah, but that was when Tiger was, readjusting his game.
And I mean,
Tiger
like
came back
months.
And blew him away.
And Tiger's going to play this week because it's the U.S. Open.
But Tiger hasn't played since April.
No, but his dad. Yeah.
He hasn't played since
April. Hey, we're keeping it real. We got Greg Palast coming up. And who else is coming in? Oh, Bill Press is going to join us here. Keep it real.
And Big Ed Schultz later on this morning, too.
It's a great show.
7:58 on 960 The Quake.
Who's there?
Opportunity.
Opportunity who?
Opportunity knocking.
What for?
Your chance to win Sony stuff. Just expand your media player.
Who's with you?
Sony card.
Sony card who?
Sony card weekly cash-in.
Cash-in? How much?
A $500 Sony card credit or a $599 Sony-style gift card every week.
That's a lot of dough.
Good for a lot of entertainment.
Like movies and music? A digital camera?
Yep.
But how?
Every week, three lucky card members could win.
Sounds like a great opportunity.
But you gotta act fast.
Where do I apply?
Online.
What's the address?
SonyCardWin.com. Or expand your media player.
Sounds easy.
It is. It's Sony Card. Earning points towards Sony rewards with every use.
Every purchase?
Every day.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Anytime. It's what I do.
No purchase necessary. Offer ends 12/31/06. Void where prohibited. Open only to U.S. residents 18 or older as of date of entry. Odds of winning depend on number of entries. For official rules and alternative method of entry, go to SonyCardWin.com. Sponsored by Sony Electronics, Inc. And remember, life's more entertaining with Sony Card.
2006 is the year of the quake. Keeping it real with Will and Willie coming up on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco. 960, The Quake.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble.
The cause of death was closed-faced primary blast injury of the lung.
The U.S. military says Abu Musab al-Zarqawi died of blast injuries 52 minutes after the first airstrike hit his safe house. Army doctor Colonel Steve Jones says the autopsy shows Zarqawi suffered massive internal injuries.
All the injuries found were consistent with the type seen in blast victims. The abrasions, lacerations, and the fracture were likely due to flying debris or Zarqawi being thrown against a hard object by the force of the blast.
An al-Qaeda website came out today with the name of a new operative to take Zarqawi's place. President Bush and his top military and civilian advisors meet at Camp David today and tomorrow for a review of the Iraq policy. White House aides say the focus is on what the new Iraqi government needs. Correspondent Ed Henry reports it's almost certain there will be discussions about U.S. troop withdrawals.
The president is trying to downplay expectations about major withdrawals. The president is saying the killing of al-Zarqawi is a major blow to al-Qaeda, but still just one person.
The FBI says the U.S. murder rate rose last year nearly 5%. The overall crime rate was up 2.5%. This is the first significant rise since 1993. But law enforcement officials don't know whether this is just a one-year fluke or the start of something new. Tropical Storm Alberto is heading for the Florida Gulf Coast, and now forecasters have issued a hurricane warning for a section of the state from around Sarasota to an area south of Tallahassee. Correspondent Susan Candiotti, reporting from Clearwater, tells us there might be an upside to this storm.
There has been lower than normal rainfall in many parts of the state. And where the Tropical Storm Alberto is supposed to cross over, it could dump a lot of rain, helping to put out brush fires that have been plaguing the state for the past couple of months.
The most trusted name in news. This is CNN Radio. I'm Jim Ribble. Will and Willie and more local news coming up on 960 The Quake.
Togo's new sensational salads. Try the new Santa Fe chicken salad. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, shredded cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Or the new Mediterranean tuna salad. Albacore tuna tossed with roasted red pepper and black olive salsa on a bed of romaine and spring mix. Or even the new Cobb salad. Unique flavors and the freshest ingredients. Try a new Togo sensational salad today.
Working Assets Wireless is the only wireless company supporting the ACLU's lawsuit against illegal wiretapping. You there, at the keyboard, this is Will.
And I'm Willie, asking you, does your wireless carrier donate 1% of your bill to progressive causes? They support progressive causes like the ACLU, the Sierra Club, and Planned Parenthood.
Go to workingassets.com/quake. Sign up today. Working Assets Wireless. Change the world on the go.
Who's there?
Opportunity.
Opportunity who?
Opportunity knocking.
What for?
Your chance to win Sony stuff. Just expand your media player.
Who's with you?
Sony card.
Sony card who?
Sony card weekly cash-in.
Cash-in? How much?
A $500 Sony card credit or a $599 Sony-style gift card every week.
That's a lot of dough.
Good for a lot of entertainment.
Like movies and music? A digital camera?
Yep.
But how?
Every week, three lucky card members could win.
Sounds like a great opportunity.
But you gotta act fast.
Where do I apply?
Online.
What's the address?
SonyCardWin.com or expand your media player.
Sounds easy.
It is. It's Sony Card. Earning points towards Sony rewards with every use.
Every purchase?
Every day.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Anytime. It's what I do.
No purchase necessary. Offer ends 12/31/06. Void where prohibited. Open only to U.S. residents 18 or older as of date of entry. Odds of winning depend on number of entries. For official rules and alternative method of entry, go to SonyCardWin.com. Sponsored by Sony Electronics, Inc. And remember, life's more entertaining with Sony Card.
Now through June 30th, get Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. Don't settle for less with DSL. Try the real high-speed internet from Comcast, America's number one internet service provider. Call 1-800-COMCAST for this amazing offer that's going fast, fast like Comcast high-speed internet.
960, The Quake. On the air, online, and now broadcasting in HD digital. Find out more at quakeradio.com.
Here's a Quake traffic check from the Cron 4 Traffic Center. Cron 4, home of the 9 o'clock news.
Good morning, it's 8:04. Remember, you can check real-time traffic anytime on our website at quakeradio.com. 880 through Oakland, very slow this morning. A couple of crashes now cleared out of the way. Your approach to the Bay Bridge, slow. Metering lights on, slow in the upper deck. There was a stall just after the island. Looks like bridge crews have moved it out and things moving well through there. I'm John Scott on 960 The Quake, San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station. Hope you had a great weekend. Thanks for joining us. It's 8:04. You know, it's going to be a cool day in the Bay Area today. Unlike a typical summer day with highs only in the 50s and 60s. We're looking at the overcast from the Hotel Vitale in San Francisco this morning. Admission to the Embarcadero. You're welcome to come by, have a cup of coffee with us as we hang out with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. In just a couple of minutes, our guest will join us, Greg Palast. He's authored a couple of books called Armed Madhouse and The Best Democracy Money Can Buy. Jamie's getting him on the phone, and we'll have him in just a couple of minutes, gentlemen.
And, John, the whole business of being 9 days away from the start of summer. Summer starts on the 21st of June. We're exactly 9 days away from the start of
the
summer.
The equinox.
That is correct. And do you know
the solstice, sorry.
The temperature is the same as if we were in February. It's unbelievable. You know, and I have already returned the winter clothes. You know, you buy a wardrobe and you take it back at about the end of March, you return it. and you get a new wardrobe.
Do you have, like, your winter suits, and then you put them away and take out your summer suits?
Or do you have one
big closet?
Well, you divide the closet. You do have the closet.
Summer, winter.
But you do divide it summer,
but
winter.
Do you remember last summer? We hardly ever, at least here in the 415 or the West Bay or whatever you want to call us, we hardly ever saw the sun last year.
Yeah. And then,
last summer.
Yeah, speaking of closets, it just dawned on me. If you looked at my closet, you would think that I switched sides between the Confederates and the, the Northerners.
And the Union?
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, because it's blue and gray.
So
I knew you'd walk into that one. I heard some guy describe my wardrobe like that.
Well, I have to start nicknaming you Johnny Reb.
Yeah. He said, you know, the day you're being Southern, you're with the Rebs. Tomorrow you're with the Northerners. You're with the Union. You're with the guys, you know, who believe in what Lincoln said and how Lincoln did it. And I loved Jack Kemp saying he's of the party of Lincoln. I didn't rise to that because I think he was trying to solicit my response.
Yeah, that was a little piece of bamboo under the finger.
I knew that he was there, et cetera, et cetera. But the weekend.
I had a great weekend.
I did this
corporate gig down in San Diego, and I totally spaced on who I was working for. And, you know, because, you sign these deals, and it was like 6 months ago or something, and I totally forgot. I knew it was a luncheon in La Jolla, and so I go down there, and it's morning. I get there Friday night. I sleep in the little hotel, the Hilton La Jolla. La Jolla, beautiful little town. And I wake up in the morning, and I go downstairs, find out who I'm working for. I have no idea up to this point. And it's the California Independent Patrol. Petroleum Association. And I'm going, I don't know if I'm going to be able to make these guys laugh. And they were wonderful. It was a wonderful crowd. It went over really well. I might have gotten another gig out of it.
All I can ask you is, did they pay you up front?
I get half and half.
Oh, yeah, you do it that way, huh?
Yeah, half and half.
Well, I'm so concerned about the quality of my performance that I have to be paid in advance.
There's no withholding the check on this one. No. It's cash. It's deposited.
That's right.
It's spent. It's being worn.
The guys who booked me, as a matter of fact, I don't even get it directly from the people I'm working for. I get it from the guys who book me.
Yeah,
guys
who book me
after advance it. Yeah. Absolutely. After advance it, they pay it.
Keynote speakers are my main connect down in Palo Alto. They're good people.
And all I want back is a 1099. And that just tells me. And I love the Internal Revenue Service just sent me a note based on my taxes. It said, it appears as if you only told us about 11 months. What about
Oh, that's clever. You file for 11 months and keep 1 month.
It's because I had nothing going in January, right? So everything was February. And I just loaded everything that came to me from the January deal into February. When whoever that little idiot is in the IRS that looked at it, he saw nothing for January in 11 months. He could see February was doubled. But can you imagine writing you a long letter saying you only filed? I'd be crazy. I filed for 12 months. I didn't think I could stiff them for 1 month.
Well, it all evens out over time.
Yes. But it's funny. It is really funny. But it'll get me audited, obviously, as a result of...
Well, there's a lot of reasons we're going to get audited.
Why? I've been...
Because we're commie pinko yellow rat bastards in a time of right-wing oppression.
But they know that I'm a plant. I'm an informant.
Really?
Yes.
Are you wearing a wire?
Underground. I've been working
you
underground.
Grimsley?
I am a wire. My whole system is designed to convey whomever I'm talking to directly to the authorities. And there's no way you can check it, you see, because I'm structured differently. And so everything you say to me is recorded instantly, and it goes back to the authorities without any need for me to say a word.
So we're really keeping it real with Will and Willie. We even got a
no,
mole.
You're really wired.
Are we wired up to the East Coast
by
as well?
The way, I can't figure out how to get my DVD player to work anymore. It's very upsetting. I got this new David Chappelle
Dave
number.
Chappelle?
Yeah, I got Dave Chappelle number, and I can't find out on this new Comcast thing where you go to interact to get your DVD to play. You know, it doesn't do it like regular DVDs, like regular machines. You, there's somewhere. You can't go to Channel 3. You can't go to Channel 11. You can't. And then I discovered that all of my HBOs are on 5.5.1 and above. Yeah. But where do I go to interact? Do you have any idea?
Yeah, you're going to change your input.
What do you mean change my input?
You're going to change your input.
We'll work it out.
We'll have Tony, our producer, come over to your house.
No, that means neither one of you know. That's what that change your input. Otherwise, you tell the public how to do it. There are other people just as uninformed and as challenged.
Hey, my dad's VCR still blinks 12. Greg Palast, are you on with us?
With you.
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
No, I'm not. I'm telling you the truth. It's a real challenge. You have no idea how complicated the government and all these corporations have made the business of accessing information that they don't want you to get. Nobody wants you to listen to David Chappelle.
Oh, this guy might know.
Hey, listen, if it weren't for you, I wouldn't break through the electronic Berlin Wall here. what do you want? Anyway, so what's up?
We're speaking. Let me tell everybody who you are for those three people out there in our listening audience of Keeping It Real with Will and Willie who don't know Greg Palast. Your new book is called Armed Madhouse, The True History Behind the Rise of Zarqawi. Well, that's one of the pieces in the book, but you're also the author of The Best Democracy That Money Could Buy. And not a favorite American media, but a regular on the BBC News.
That's right. I report the nightly news. BBC television. See, I do something, you, by the way, you're my two favorite Willies. Take my word. I do investigative reporting. And, you know, as you know, under Patriot Act 3, that's not allowed in America. So I have to do that from England, the television news, BBC. But because for those who don't know Greg Palast, I broke the story. One of the reasons I'm not allowed on American television is I broke the news that before the 2000 election, Catherine Harris and Jeb Bush wiped out thousands of black voters in Florida and stole the White House for little George.
And that information was pretty much ignored all during 2000 and 2004, and now it's starting to come out again.
Yeah, finally. And so what happened was that with that story, by the way, they were removed, you'll like this, they were removed, 94,000 voters were targeted. They were targeted as felons. They were felons not allowed to vote. In fact, you know, they were all guilty of voting while black. they caught them. They were guilty. That's true. They were guilty of that. But there's a new one. See, in our madhouse, that was the best democracy. I have some of that, too. But in our madhouse, we go from, the stolen elections, then the secret plans for the war. You know, I know that you two guys, which are, with your conspiracy theories that you promulgate, suspect stuff, where I know that you guys think that George Bush had a secret plan for the oil fields of Iraq before the tanks rolled, and that's, I checked it out, it's not true. He had two plans. I put them both in the book.
The State Department and the Defense Department, right?
You didn't get that on NPR. In fact, I was on your local NPR. The only time NPR has allowed me on this year was your local station. I appreciate that. And they said, I got that information about the secret plans for the war in Iraq, I happened to be, it was by accident, I seemed to accidentally talk to oil company executives, had my tape recorder on. And NPR told me, we don't do that at NPR. And I said, I know. I said, it's true. Oh, my God, news that doesn't come from a press release or a press conference. So that's the whole thing. So it's the war, it's the theft election, and the new one, by the way, in the new book, Armada. You got a really nice one you'll enjoy. This one I did just for you, Willies. Just for you guys. I had you guys in mind. The Republican National Committee, I was able to get out of their computers. I know NPR doesn't do that either. I was able to suck out of their computers a list of tens of thousands of names of voters that the Republican Party was, in 2004, in the Kerry Bush race, were targeting for removal from the voter rolls or block when their votes come in absentee would be blocked. These were suspect voters with suspect addresses. You know what made them suspect? page after page of African American soldiers sent abroad. I ain't kidding you, man. It was like the massacre of the Buffalo soldiers' vote.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. You look in the book, look in our madhouse, you will actually see the sheets of the what the Republicans called caging lists. Name after name of African American soldiers sent abroad, subject now to challenge when their votes came. They didn't even know it. In other words, you vote, you send in your absentee ballot from abroad, and you assume it's counted. You don't get any notice, you know, in most states that your absentee ballot was not counted.
We're speaking with Greg Palast, author of The Best Democracy Money Could Buy, which was an underground hit. He's with us here, keeping it real, and he's going to stay with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake, and so will you.
Who's there?
Opportunity.
Opportunity who?
Opportunity knocking.
What for?
Your chance to win Sony stuff. Just expand your media player.
Who's with you?
Sony card.
Sony card who?
Sony card weekly cash-in.
Cash-in? How much?
A $500 Sony card credit or a $599 Sony-style gift card every week.
That's a lot of dough.
Good for a lot of entertainment.
Like movies and music? A digital camera?
Yep.
But how?
Every week, 3 lucky card members could win.
Sounds like a great opportunity.
But you gotta act fast.
Where do I apply?
Online.
What's the address?
SonyCardWin.com. Or expand your media player.
Sounds easy.
It is. It's Sony Card. Earning points towards Sony rewards with every use.
Every purchase?
Every day.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Anytime. It's what I do.
No purchase necessary. Offer ends 12/31/06. Void where prohibited. Open only to U.S. residents 18 or older as of date of entry. Odds of winning depend on number of entries. For official rules and alternative method of entry, go to SonyCardWin.com. Sponsored by Sony Electronics, Inc. And remember, life's more entertaining with Sony Card.
Oh, gas prices are frightening indeed.
But some people drive around and laugh at the gas prices.
$3.50 them say.
And then they drive another week or two on one tank of gas. These are the Prius drivers.
Special people who care for the environment and do something about it. And now you can join these people. Because the Auto West Automotive Group is giving away a free Toyota Prius. If you'd like to enter, go to the search bar on this website and type in the keyword hybrid to go to the contest page.
Of course, you don't need to win this contest to get behind the wheel of a new Prius or any other Toyota man. In fact, you can find just about any car, truck, or van imaginable at AutoWest.com.
That's because AutoWest is part of the largest car buying and selling company in the country. And we've got the largest selection of new and pre-owned cars in the Bay Area.
To find out more about Northern California's number one dealership group, on and off the web,
visit AutoWest.com
or click the AutoWest banner on your screen.
Oh, gas prices are frightening indeed. But some people drive 500 miles on one tank and laugh at the gas prices. They are Prius drivers. And now's your chance to win a Toyota Prius of your own from the AutoWest Automotive Group. Just go to the search bar on this site and type in the keyword hybrid. But you don't need to win the contest to drive a new Prius, man. Or just about any car, truck, or van. Shop the inventory at AutoWest.com or click the AutoWest banner.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by a Wente Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
960 The Quake. From the Mission to the Sunset, 49 square miles of fascinating people and compelling politics. This is where it happens. 960 The Quake.
It's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. We're at Hotel Vitale in San Francisco. Down at the bottom of the hour, we'll get you updated on news. The National Hurricane Center has issued a hurricane warning for parts of Florida's Gulf Coast. We'll explain that. Yeah. It is Alberto. And also later on this hour, we're doing a big Father's Day giveaway. Get your dad's garage cleaned out and stuff. We'll get to that in a little while. We continue our conversation with author Greg Palast. He's written a couple books. Armed Madhouse is his most recent, and The Best Democracy Money Can Buy. Greg, you're on with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Hey.
Yeah, Greg, you know, you referenced the fact that there was a hit list, so to speak, of knocking people off the rolls. The Secretary of State of California is trying to do the same thing.
No kidding.
Yes, yes.
You're shocked, aren't you?
Whoa, you knocked me out. I'm gonna have to get off now.
It's amazing, though.
Let me explain something. Everyone talks in 2000 about Florida. Catherine Harris, you know, Cruella DeVille there. Yes, she went after black folk, believe it or not. Ohio, they went
Blackwell.
After black voters again, and that's how they fixed the vote in Ohio.
Willie's favorite, so, of course. Willie's favorite African American, Mr. Blackwell.
Well, no, he has African American parents. There's a difference.
on a semi-serious note.
But right. Now, what you have to understand, this is not an Ohio-Florida weird fix. That's history. Get over it. Move on. 3.5 million ballots were cast in the last election and not counted. Not counted. This is not Uganda. It's not Ukraine. It's in the United States. And that is... And you have to see how they put together, how they junked 3 million ballots, knocking out black soldiers, knocking out men, and you know, the other thing they tell you, a lot of people are registered out of homeless shelters in Jesse Jackson's campaign. They knocked out all those voters, said they had a suspect addresses, you know, because they send them letters and they come back. You have to understand how this was done, and it was. And by the way, it's not really. Even though most of the victims, by the way, of the 3.5 million votes, and I went through the statistics with the Civil Rights Commission statisticians and others, 88% were cast by voters of color of the 3 million votes chucked out. Okay.
Hmm. What a coincidence.
Because really, if you really look at the numbers by demographic, it's class war, man. If you don't have the shekels in your pocket, just that you know, we happen to have the color of poverty in America is dark, okay? But it's really going after... The people without. And that's one of the reasons. If you're wondering why the Democratic Party isn't jumping out there, I mean, you know, they all went to Yale. You know, I mean, it's the same thing.
We're speaking with Greg Palast here on 960 The Quake.
It's too bad, Greg, that the movie out that Al Gore is pushing on global warming, Inconsequential Truth, it would be better if he was telling us why he didn't challenge the results of the 2000 election based upon the evidence that you have provided.
That's right. You know how, well, you know, it's very funny. He has about 300 copies of my book that people gave him that say, you know, you won. No, but don't worry, his class won. Okay, that's the important thing. And what you have to remember, okay, in our madhouse, which covers, you know, I mean, it goes, you know, like from Who's Afraid of Osama Wolf, the first chapter. So you go from War on Terror to the secret war in Iraq to the theft of the election to the, you know, to the attack on the kids in the classroom, because I have to cover all that, because whether it's Iraq or shoplifting 2004, and I'm telling you how they're going to shoplift 2008, it's all different fronts in this, you know, class war. It's the guys with the loot who are continuing to loot. And what I do is I give you documents in the book, like 50 of them, including a recipe for fish curry. I know Willie will like that one. But I have all these documents that are marked secret and confidential that, you know, that they don't want you to see. Now, again, BBC television, you have to understand, my program is like one of the biggest news programs on the planet. It just bounces off the electronic Berlin Wall here in the United States.
Newsnight.
You know, that's
Newsnight, right?
It's the only way to get the word in the United States, because you can still read until Patriot Act 4.
And in your book, you also have this weird little graph. And I remember hearing about this, and then it was totally dismissed. And it was the exit poll from Ohio that had the breakdown between the men and the women voting for Kerry. And I think the men were 51-49 for Kerry, and the women were 53-47 for Kerry. And then, 2 hours later, that disappeared, and a new one showed up.
See, what you have to understand is Kerry won Ohio among men, and he won Ohio among women. And so the question is, what third sex put George Bush over the top? Now, the U.S. reporter said, oh, okay, that's fine, Kerry, you know. So I reported, just so you know, I reported for BBC television. I have to report the news. So I reported the results of the election. I said, in the United States, the news is Kerry won the election. George Bush will be inaugurated. You have to explain this to the rest of the world. And you know, on CNN and on the foxholes, you know, they just accept whatever they're told. And, you know, if I did that at BBC, I'd be fired. So I had to explain why the guy who won the election would not be inaugurated. This is the second time this is happening in a row. and it's that they don't count all the votes. They really don't count all the votes, and that's what why the numbers don't match up.
Was the closeness of the election one of the reasons they stole it, or are they going to be able to steal it next time, even if it's not close?
Here's the arithmetic. Ready? Almost 2 million votes were cast, not counted in 2000. Three and change were not counted in 04. 08, it's going to be 5 million not counted. So you got to beat that number. That's the morning line, guys.
That's
in case not that you would do this, Willie, but if you're putting down on the spread.
I don't even think they're going to win next time with a 5 million head start. We're speaking with Greg Palast here on 960 The Quake.
Time, and so they've got this new gimmick of the voter ID. As if, first of all, I've been trying to find from, your state and others, is where are the voters who are illegally voting using someone else's ID? It's to stop a crime.
There's thousands of them. Thousands of them.
Yeah, right. yes, again, the people guilty of voting while black. This is going after the
VWB
vote. And then, when that doesn't work, they just flood your city. You want something other than Anderson Cooper crying when he sees his gardeners and waiters without homes. He's a Vanderbilt, right? If you want to know what happened to Hurricane Katrina, I can tell you right now, they took away from the state and local governments the power to plan the evacuation. They took it away from them and gave it to a private company whose experience in emergency evacuation for hurricanes was giving major donations to the Republican Party. When I asked them, I said, what happened in New Orleans? Can I have the evacuation plan? Because, and really, you've been in government. You know that you have these big old plans, right? Do you know that no one can find the plan? And do you know that no United States reporter asked for the evacuation plan to see what was the plan and why did it go wrong?
That's because they never had a plan.
They didn't. They paid for a plan. Just so you know, Willie, they paid for a plan that was supposed to be done a year before the hurricane. Republican-connected contractors. And no one can even find the plan. The company won't even say where the plan is. And I put in a Freedom of Information request. And they still can't find the plan for New Orleans. I said, is it wet?
Yeah, it was washed away.
Where's the plan? Okay. So, and now we're ready for the next hurricane. So that, basically they've gone through New Orleans, so let's find out where the next major concentration of African American voters is for the next hurricane, right?
Well, that might have changed a purple state into a red state, because Louisiana.
Right. Louisiana elected a Democrat governor, a Democratic senator. They are going to lead, they in Florida are going to lead the South out of the Republican Party and back in the Democratic stronghold. And it's not like they planned a hurricane and they blew up the levees or something like that. It's a kind of strategic neglect. Literally George Bush, you'll read this, he went to a golf resort when the levees broke. He went to a golf resort.
You better be careful, that those safe houses you're living in every night, you move from one safe house to another.
Like Sarkawi.
Yes, the government's going to find you, and I hope you won't come to California.
You'll be grocery shopping with
us. Yeah, don't put us in danger.
Yeah, you'll be grocery shopping with Salman Rushdie pretty soon.
If you want to know my whereabouts, just check www.gregpalast.com for the Armed Madhouse Class War Boot Camp Tour.
Greg Palast, our guest, the author of Armed Madhouse and The Best Democracy Money Can Buy. Thanks for your time this morning, Greg. Appreciate it.
You're beautiful. Bye.
Hey, buddy, hope to talk to you again.
You got it.
All right, in a few minutes, one of our favorite guests will be coming by. Bill Press, author, columnist, got a new radio show, too.
Radio talk show host.
What Would Willie Do later on 960 The Quake. It's 8:30. Good morning. Let's take care of some traffic. Cron 4 Traffic Center, Cron 4, home of the 9 o'clock news. Brought to you by General Motors Fuel Price Protection. Two-car crash now on Altamont Pass is blocking the left lane on 580 westbound before North Flynn. The Alameda on-ramp to South 880. San Jose, they're closed for a while. There's a big sinkhole. You should use Coleman or the Bascom on-ramps to get around that instead. Livermore crash now on the shoulder, making it a little bit tough for the Livermore Valley, 580 westbound at Livermore Avenue. And a Palo Alto accident. It's on 101 southbound just before University. If you want to put a cap on gas prices, pay only $1.99 a gallon. Go to fuelprotection.com to find out how and learn about Cadillac Fuel Price Protection. The event ends July 5th. Reminder, you can check real-time traffic anytime on our website, quakeradio.com. It's 8:30. Good morning, I'm John Scott. Here's what's happening. The hurricane season's underway, and We have a hurricane. National Hurricane Center has issued a warning for parts of Florida's Gulf Coast. Tropical storm Alberto has top sustained winds now under 70 miles an hour. Hurricane warning posted on Florida's Gulf Coast from Lombok Key to the Okolochee River. Not sure if I pronounced that right, but a storm is coming. We'll keep an eye on it, as will many. The runoff in the Oakland mayor's race looks a little more likely this morning. Of course, we haven't been able to call this right all the way since the election began. The Dellums campaign keeps slipping from majority to minority. They're now at 49.65% of the vote. Ignacio de la Fuente has 33.37, but there's a bunch of ballots that need to be counted yet. The Alameda County Registrar of Voters officials will discuss that at a 10:30 meeting this morning. The 20-year effort to rescue the California condor from the brink of extinction seems to be paying off. Good news late last week when they released two female birds from Pinnacles National Monument down near Watsonville. They were recently spotted at Big Sur. They now monitor 44 condors on the Central Coast and around Pinnacles. Civil rights activist Minnie Jean Brown Trickey, she was a member of the Little Rock Nine, speaking at East Palo Alto High School's commencement ceremony this afternoon in the Bay Area. And this weekend's top movies includes Cars, number one film in the country with $62 million. Emeryville's Pixar has its seventh straight successful film. Lou's Living Donut Museum in San Jose is closing at the end of this month due to an illness in the family of the owners. The museum features Lou's photos from World War II, and they make pretty good donuts, too. Apparently, they're the San Jose CHP's official donut shop. You might want to take a time and pay them a visit before they close down. Quick weather, quite unusual today. Cloudy throughout the whole day and even inland. Highs only in the 50s and 60s today. A couple of places way inland around 70, but that's it. Keeping it real with the Will and Willie continues from the Hotel Vitale, San Francisco. I'm John Scott on 960 The Quake.
Are you a victim? If you have credit card debt, are making mortgage payments or car payments, you are a victim. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system, and I want to send you my free tape so you can see just how easy it is to stop being a victim and start living debt-free.
I owed over $30,000 in credit card debt, and today, only a year and a half later, I owe no money to the credit card companies.
You can get out of debt, and with just the money you already make. I did, and so have over a half million others using my proven debt elimination system.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
My system doesn't just consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's amazing how simple and easy it really is. Call for your free tape. It's time you got out of debt and started living life on your terms, not theirs. Call 1-800-881-8696. That's 1-800-881-8696. 1-800-881-8696.
Searching for your dream home? Go to quakeradio.com, keyword real estate, to find some of the Bay Area's top real estate professionals like Century 21, Crystal Estates, Pacific Union, and many, many more. The best way to start your search is with keywords on quakeradio.com.
Have you been thinking about switching to a faster internet service but don't want to go through the hassle? Now's the time to switch. Now through June 30th, get Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. Comcast is four times faster than DSL. Compare the difference in speed for yourself with this amazing limited-time offer of just $19.99 a month. Comcast makes it so easy with professional installation, or you can do it yourself with an install kit. Call 1-800-COMCAST for this amazing offer that's going fast. Fast like Comcast high-speed internet. Now through June 30th, it's the best Comcast high-speed internet deal of the year. Get the amazingly fast Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. So if you've been thinking about switching to a faster internet service but don't want to go through the hassle, now is the time to switch. Comcast makes it so easy with professional installation, or you can do it yourself with an install kit. Call 1-800-COMCAST to try the real high-speed internet from Comcast for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. When you sign up for Comcast high-speed internet, you get instant access to free features like the Fan, Video Mail, Comcast Rhapsody Radio Plus, up to 7 personal email accounts, and other exciting features. You get over $300 in additional features and benefits included free with your service. And because they offer McAfee security tools with their service, you can be assured that you and your family's online environment is safe with virus protection, firewall, and parental controls. Call 1-800-COMCAST to try the real high-speed internet from Comcast for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. That's 1-800-COMCAST or Comcast.com.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is in a free software package from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free software showing you how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-446-1642. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-446-1642. 1-800-446-1642.
The Al Franken Show.
You know, this could be, globalization could be a great thing for the entire planet. This could be a lovely time, a beautiful time for people all over the world. But instead, we have these people who want to make as much money as they can.
This could be a beautiful time.
Al Franken, weekdays 10 to 1 on 960 The Quake. Start your day with news and commentary you can't hear anywhere else. The Progressive News Hour with John Scott, 6 o'clock tomorrow morning on 960 The Quake.
It's 8:36 on 960 The Quake, keeping it real with Will and Willie at Hotel Vitale in San Francisco. Bill Press wrote a couple of books. Got a new talk show, too, on the Sirius Satellite Channel. It's called the Bill Press Morning Talk Show. You may have read How the Republicans Stole Christmas. His latest book is The Lies of George Bush. We are pleased to welcome to Hotel Vitale Bill Press. You're on with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
What's the radio show called?
Hey, how exciting. Good to see you guys.
What's the radio show called?
It's just called the Bill Press Show. You know what I mean?
Oh, man.
Featuring
that's
Bill Press. Yeah. And the website is BillPressShow.com. You got to get the name out there.
By Bill Press?
Right, exactly.
Branding, huh?
Good to see you guys.
Bill, nice to see you, too.
Mr. Mayor, Mr. Speaker.
You're still operating out of Washington, D.C. primarily, right?
They've been back. You don't realize I've been back there 10 years now, Washington, D.C. I mean, it's unreal.
Well, you did Crossfire for most of those 10 years.
Yeah, I did Crossfire for 6 years.
And he was the only decent liberal on there. Sorry, Paul. Jeez, oh, drove me nuts.
He was on the show with a dinosaur, though.
Which one?
No, Living Dinosaur. No, Buchanan.
Pat Buchanan.
Wait, speechwriter for Nixon.
And Bob Novak, the Prince of Darkness. Yeah. You know?
I always called him sleepy lizard in search of a warm rock.
So Novak gets fired by CNN. Within an hour, he was hired by Fox News.
Shock.
Surprise, surprise. Right.
6 years on Crossfire.
6 years on Crossfire. Then they
daily shots.
Daily
shots. You 5 days a week.
And you know what? CNN made a stupid mistake, if I may say so myself, when they fired me and Pat and changed the show. Because the show had worked for 21 years. And you had two guests and two hosts who kind of knew what they were talking about. And you had a half an hour live TV and one topic. It was like a laser beam, you know. Boom. You were, I mean.
I did it often for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
About four times a year.
Great guest.
I was doing Crossfire.
And it worked. And people had some fun and they learned something. And it was the first. And
who got rid of it?
Walter Isaacson.
Why?
So he comes in from Time Magazine, doesn't know crap about television, and feels he's got to make his mark. And so he told me, he said, you know, if I can put James Carville in front of a studio audience at Georgetown University, we'll have the highest ratings ever in cable TV. And I said, Walter, you're smoking it, you know. I said, James is a great guest, but it's not going to work in front of it. And so what happened is he said, no, I know what I'm doing. Well, obviously he didn't. They took it over to Georgetown. George Washington, it lasted a year, and then they canceled the whole show.
It was great studio, though.
It was a novelty.
Yeah,
it was a novelty, though, not a real substantive studio.
It became a gong show.
Yeah.
So people were playing for the studio audience rather than really debating the issues, and as we used to do. But
which ratcheted up the rhetoric.
Oh, yeah, big time.
Yeah.
Then he went back and tried to recapture it by establishing the standard of bow tie wearing.
Never a big fan of Tucker.
No. And the results were total and complete disaster. CNN's
Tucker, you're not George Will. You never will be, all right?
I tried to do that show a couple of times, and it didn't work.
You know he's now taken off the bow tie? Did you know that?
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes. The new look is...
On MSNBC?
On MSNBC, right. About a month ago.
Tieless?
He took the tie off and he's never worn the tie again. So they'll keep, you know... The
rebranding.
The message to Tucker is, it's not the wardrobe. Right?
It's not the package.
That's a gift. That's Bill Press here with us on 960 The Quake. He has been, obviously, a party to the Democratic activities for the last two decades. Prior to going into the media, you were out here trying to run for office. You remember that?
You have to, Willie, I thought you were my friend. You had to remind me. You remind me of the proud, let me tell you, the proud run for insurance commissioner.
Yes!
But let me tell you.
Didn't you lose to Quackenbush?
No. I was just going to say, all the people that didn't vote for me ought to feel sorry for, I bet they feel sorry for it. They regret it right now because you know why? I got beat by John Garamendi, and they can't get rid of him now.
That's right. As a Democrat in the primary area, John Garamendi has been on the ballot every time there's been an election. You know, whether it's for hospital administrator, whether it's for dog catcher, Garamendi is on the ballot. That is standard.
So I remember we're back in Washington. Remember, John went back to Washington for a while. He was back to doing something for Clinton, I think. And, Deputy... Interior HUD? Secretary or something. Interior.
Yeah.
So then he calls me, and I was still crossfired. He called me and he said, "Bill, I just want you to be one of the first to know." You know, he made a million of those calls. I want you to be one of the first to know.
One of the first.
That I'm going back to California to run for insurance commissioner again. And I laughed. I thought that was so funny. You know, I thought, "Oh God, that's really great." And then there's silence, and he says, "No, I'm serious." And I said, "John, well, then if you're doing that," I said, "then you, obviously you're only doing that to get back on the ladder to run for governor again." And he said, "Yeah, you're right." So here he is.
He could have won this nomination fairly easily.
No,
I think he would have
won
this primary easily.
No, he would not have.
I agree.
He would not have won this primary easily. Well, first of all, he could not have matched Wesley's money. And secondly, he couldn't have matched Lockyer's money and Lockyer's firepower. And if you recall,
Lockyer was
the 10,000-pound gorilla in the deal. And Lockyer bailed out when it became clear that Schwarzenegger couldn't be beaten. And then, of course, it turned out that Schwarzenegger could be beaten under the right collection.
Until February.
But by then, Lockyer had already decided to become the treasurer. And that's just the way the deal went. And
you don't think Garamendi would have beaten Phil?
No.
I don't think also Garamendi could have beaten Angelo Sakopoulos' money.
Uh-huh.
That's the extension of Phil. As a matter of fact, it just proves that, Phil was losing until Angelo put up all that money and had Gail Kaufman do the operation.
Is she going to work for Phil this time?
No.
Angelo gives her money again?
Well, if Angelo hires and runs an independent expenditure operation, and if she's available, she clearly will be the party, provided her main client, the teachers, want to do that. She also has an obligation to the teachers. But they can't win against Schwarzenegger unless Gail Kaufman becomes the sine qua non.
I just got to say, too, look, I'm still a Californian, have a house in Marin County out in Inverness.
You still vote in California?
Still, damn right, still vote in California.
After 10 years of being away from California?
Are you some of the house sitters?
Wait a minute, are you documented?
Wait. Take me to the border.
Have to be one of those people.
But here's the difference. I only vote in one place. Novak has a beach house, and he votes at the beach, and he votes in Washington, too.
Oh,
I want to say that on
is that true?
I want to say that right out here. Yeah.
Is that
so,
true?
Yes, that is true. And
is that documented?
I've told him, I said, "Novak, that's against the law." He said, "Nobody's told me I can't vote there." So he votes in both. I only vote in one place. But anyway, coming back, I have to tell you, voting in the California primary, it's like musical chairs. It's so funny, the term limits. I mean, so Lockyer, he was attorney general. Now he's going to be treasurer, right? And Phil, he was treasurer, so now he wants to be governor. They all just change seats with the same old cast
of
characters.
It's like a game of volleyball.
But isn't there anybody new in California?
Not in this primary. There wasn't a soul that wasn't already holding office or recently held office. Just go through them. You start with the governor, the lieutenant governor. There was two state
Jerry
senators
Brown,
and an insurance
mayor.
Commissioner.
Look at Cruz.
Absolutely. There was not a civilian in the group.
No. You're right. It's like they just ran around the room and they blew the whistle, and then the chair you ended up in is the one you ran for.
Well, let's get rid of term limits then.
And that's you should get rid of term limits. Yeah. But
and let's redistrict.
Let's not
let the legislators in charge of writing their own district.
I disagree with that, and I'll talk about that later.
Oh, I was going to say, you are taking your life in your hands when you say that.
Right here at this radio show. But, you know, the Democratic Party, with all that, it's kind of like living in Kentucky and inbreeding. There is absolutely no change in the gene pool, and therefore nothing is terribly attractive.
We're all going to end up with hemophilia.
The only difference is this gang doesn't spit in a can.
Speaking with Bill Press, he's our guest here.
Maybe they do, I don't know.
Yeah, thank you.
Keeping it real with Will and Will.
You think we can get you to stick around for a few more minutes, Bill?
Yeah, sure. I've got nothing to do. I'm on vacation.
You can find out more about his books, his radio show, and everything at his website, BillPress.com. We're at the Hotel Vitale in San Francisco. It's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Did you know Prius drivers can go up to 500 miles on one tank of gas and laugh at high gas prices? And now's your chance to win your own Toyota Prius from the Auto West Automotive Group. Just go to the search bar on this site and type in the keyword hybrid to enter.
You have no motivation, no zip. Here you need the power of Nature B because it's going to jumpstart your body's old tired engine.
Now, you're calling Nature B the health food store in the palm of your hand. What's that about?
I'll tell you, there's no need to take double fistfuls of all kinds of stuff. It's confusing. Nature B, 100% natural organic vegetable food in a capsule, loaded with 27 vitamins and aminos. That's all of them, by the way. 28 minerals, the powerful antioxidants, and, of course, exactly the right balance of enzymes. Now, this goes hand in hand with peak performance and a strong immune system.
Well, I tell you, I'm not really sure if I get more energy. I feel like it, but something I did do, I finished my first Sudoku puzzle this week. How can listeners get their energy up?
I'll tell you what, not only do you get energy, you get better concentration, and that's probably why the Sudoku is good for you. You get more energy all day, and here's how you're going to do this. You're going to pick up the telephone because we've got you a money-back guarantee. Now, you can't get a better deal than this. You're going to go online to naturebee.com or call toll-free to Clean Green New Zealand. We rush you a big 6-month supply of Nature B, $99 for the small postage fee. Right now, we're tossing in a $30 supply of our fabulous, world-famous sunscreen. That's worth $30. It's for free. And by the way, Nature B, like I said, has that money-back guarantee. So here's the deal. Toll-free call, right? I'm going to give you nice and slow. Write it down, and we're going to give you the number to 1-866-834-8355.
Hey guys, be just like me and catch the Nature B buzz. 1-866-834-8355 now.
Let's eat light today. I wish there was a place to get a sensational salad.
Oh, hey, I know. Togo's has some great salads. You know, my friend Steve said he got the best salad he has ever eaten at Togo's.
Togo's is now serving our new sensational salads. Try our new Cobb salad, Mediterranean tuna, or my favorite, the Santa Fe chicken. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, and cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Try one today.
Well, what are we waiting for? I want a Togo's sensational salad.
Togo's it is.
Listen up, people. This is the King of Car Loans, Mike Frega. If you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you'll get something no one else can give you. That's an appointment with me, Mike Frega. Check it out.
Hi, I'm Miley, Mike's assistant. He helped me get into a fat Trans Am. Mike has amazing relationships with hundreds of credit unions and the toughest lenders out there. Call 1-800-FRESH-START.
Hi, I'm Renee. I tried the rest. Fresh Start is the best. Call 1-800-FRESH-START and Mike Frega will put his car loan money where his mouth is. Call 1-800-FRESH-START.
On approval of credit, subject to prior sale. Whatever.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then have made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. Call 1-800-991-7748 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Call 1-800-991-7748 and get your life back. Again, that's 1-800-991-7748.
And a minute of wisdom from the esteemed Willie Brown.
Sometimes I'm right, and I could be wrong. My own beliefs are in my song.
It's What Would Willie Do? Bill Press here with us this morning. So, as is customary, when we do What Would Willie Do, we'll have our esteemed guest pose the question this morning. What would Willie do?
Ask him. I'm just making
we get a celebrity.
I get to ask the question.
Yes, we get a celebrity question.
Well, Willie, primary's over. Phil Angelides up against Arnold Schwarzenegger. If you were in the position I once held, state Democratic chair, and had anything to do with this governor's race, and you got a guy who's come back from the dead, I think, Schwarzenegger, seems to have made all the bad moves couldn't do anything right last year and can't do anything wrong this year, is the way I read it. And you're Phil Angelides and your Democratic Party, and you got to try to topple this rock star. What would you do?
I would take the next 3 months to talk to my Native American friends about the use of their mythical and mystical attacks upon what happens. I'd go to the faith healers all over the state of California.
In other words, Phil doesn't have a prayer. Is that what you're leading up to?
No. I'm telling you, you've got to depend upon some outside cosmic force to provide the avenue for victory this time around, because you cannot do it with the normal kind of things. You're in a ball game where, you know, you're playing with a square ball and the other guy has got a round ball. And it's a round ball game and you got a square ball. You're not going to win anything with that. In addition thereto,
supernatural?
Hey,
Will, did you hear that? Phil Angelides, square ball.
Square ball, that's what it is. Think about it. Get the description. Stay with it, guys. Well, you know, it's amazing how already, though, I think the Schwarzenegger people are making the errors. Somebody obviously dropped a dime on the Schwarzenegger people. They're already on radio and television with a full buy attacking Angelides.
Yeah.
I thought it was an ad that hadn't gotten played by Wesley, paid for by Wesley from the primary.
Yeah.
I thought it was one of those deals, you know, where in the world of media, if you don't, you don't get all the commercials in, Bob Agnew will insist he'll give you the commercial tomorrow.
He gave money back.
Although your program ended yesterday. No money comes back at all. Well, I thought, when I heard that ad, I thought that's what it was.
That's crazy.
No,
crazy.
It's a Schwarzenegger ad. It's the dumbest thing that I've seen that campaign do in the last 6 or 7 months.
Wasting money?
If they keep doing that, I'm telling you, it is because the little gremlins of somebody have snuck back in under the camp, and they are making the decisions for the Schwarzenegger guys. They better back out of that nonsense and go back to running him as True Lies, as the Terminator, everything but Junior. They've really got to run him as a movie star, not as a governor. And if they do, Phil Angelides will have to outsource his presence. He will not even be able to show up. And if I, as a Democrat, running that campaign, I would make sure I had a place to outsource him.
But you see a glimmer of hope now. You think that Schwarzenegger's made a wrong step?
I'm telling you, I believe.
Which way?
Keep
by going negative so early, or by wasting money?
No, going
really
negative. Going negative. You can't get away with that. You really ought to go negative about 5 minutes before the election, so to speak. And in this case, you don't need to go negative because Phil is hooked on a huge tax increase. When you say, I'm going to raise your taxes by $10 billion, and you said, no, I'm not raising them by 10, I'm raising them by 5. The word raise is the operational word. And that's what Phil is hooked on. He's hooked on having to say, I am going to raise your taxes. There is not a soul. I don't even the beneficiaries of the tax increase don't like tax raises. So you're not dealing with an audience for tax raising. Phil is stuck with that. Arnold needs to let him naturally get stuck with that. He doesn't need to gild the lily at all. Current commercial expenditure of over $4 or $5 million is gilding the lily in June when nobody except those of us on talk shows are paying any attention.
Give me your vote.
So I'm in Orange County on Saturday for a speech. I get the Orange County Register. You can't get, I mean, there's no more right-wing paper in the country than the Orange County Register.
Well, maybe the Manchester Union.
Maybe. And coast to coast, that sort of, yeah. At any rate, I pick up the paper, and there's an article in there and an editorial attacking Schwarzenegger for those ads. In the Orange County Register saying, big mistake on the part of the governor, gone negative. Even the Register says what he says about jobs fleeing California is not true, and he ought to stop saying it, and it's a big mistake to run those ads.
Is this the import from the White House, Steve Schmidt, doing that?
You can't tell. I suspect that because of the negative reaction to those ads, you're not going to find anybody who will be willing to accept take credit.
Don't be ridiculous.
960 the quake. You're not going to find anybody willing to take credit for those ads, although, obviously, you know, the news organizations as the financial beneficiary will play them full time.
Well, let's put the ad in context. Jamie, we have the ad that we're discussing. Let's play it for everybody.
Would you drive backwards? Walk backwards? Then why take California backwards? To a time we never want to see again. When soaring taxes force jobs and businesses to flee our state, that's where Phil Angelides has promised to take our families with his $10 billion in new taxes. Or we can keep moving forward, protecting the California dream for you and your family. That's our choice.
Now, doesn't that sound like Don Sutherland's voice for openness? Mm-hmm. Just think about it.
Is he a famous guy?
Don? Yes, he is. Yeah. Quite famous. And then secondly,
Commander-in-Chief?
It sounds almost like it's an ad by Phil Angelides, period. It sounds just like it's an ad that you want to embrace. It's so wonderful in the words and the way in which it's delivered. And then it has the punchline, of course, of Tube and Phil. It doesn't work, period. It doesn't work, and it should not be done.
And it automatically elevates Phil to sort of like a level that a Schwarzenegger
a
level.
A national level, yeah.
Yeah, as if he's a real threat to Schwarzenegger, and he's got to start attacking him on day one after the primary.
So he should just be dismissive and be the Terminator and be above it all.
Be himself, talk about this infrastructure bond measure and just
and
go on.
He should
so
not in prime time. He should be in Chico, Porterville, Dinuba. He should be in places where they still are fascinated with his movie star status. Mm. And if he does that exhaustively, he will kick Phil back to Sacramento.
Well, I've got news for you. You are mine now. You belong to me.
Bill Press, thank you for joining us.
Hey, great to see you guys. Okay.
Good to see you back
in town. Willie, John, good to be here.
BillPress.com is where you can find out information about his radio show and his books as well. Another hour of Keeping It Real with Will and Willie coming right up on 960 The Quake.
Just do what I tell you.
This summer can be a difference maker for your child.
My daughter struggled with her schoolwork, but what frightened me most was that she lost her self-image and confidence. After only a few sessions with her Learning Rx trainer, that confidence came back. After just 10 weeks, she'd also increased her grades in every class.
Learning Rx is number one in learning and reading gains. We can help your student achieve twice the gains in half the time at half the cost. A cognitive skills trainer will work one-on-one with your child this summer